Well, the weekly crop progress reports mostly the work of Extension and FSA employees at the least the data collection part. Now, they report local crop conditions to state USDA offices mostly Monday morning, who in turn tally those numbers and pass them along to Washington, D.C. for compilation and release Monday afternoon. Now, work at the University of Illinois shows a strong relationship between the end-of-season crop condition ratings and crop yield. However, agricultural economist Scott Irwin says that doesn't hold so well for the rest of the season.
But of course, what you really want to know is how soon do they become really predictive of final yields? And our analysis says probably they begin to be pretty useful about mid-July in corn and not till about mid-August in soybeans.
Now, the first corn rating of the season, released just after Memorial Day, was not good. The crop had been cold and wet. It showed up, or in the case, didn't show up. And in the good and excellent categories, USDA NASS uses, those are the two grades the U of I economist says correlate. The math works like this. The first corn condition rating was 65% good or excellent, minus 8 points for the average drop to the end of the season rating, which brings up 57%.
And then you plug that into the relationship that we presented in the article, you end up at 164.3 based on that set of calculations. So it's an intriguing and a pretty low number. Clearly, that's not where the market's at, and this is just one model and one exercise. But certainly something to keep your eye on.
Now, if you do, in about mid-July, you can use the math in the Farm Doc Daily article to forward calculate the national average yield for corn, mid-August for soybeans. Well, according to the International Survey of Herbicide-Resistant Weeds, there are 13 herbicide-resistant broadleaf and grass weed species found today in the U.S., and that's in wheat crops. In particular, wheat growers have observed widespread occurrences of herbicide-resistant kochia and wild oats. Brant Lackey, product lead for Syngenta, provides an overview of these two yield-robbing weeds and what growers can do to protect their actual yield potential.
Drought-tolerant weed, kochia is abundantly brushy-branched annual weed that is identifiable by its lack of flowers, with five-winged green sepals instead. Kochia has become naturalized throughout the northern, western, and southwestern United States, and it is now also spreading eastward. Herbicide-resistant kochia also is increasing in prevalence. Wild oat is an annual weed that has been around for thousands of years and infests wheat fields across the belt, causing considerable yield loss. As few as 10 wild oat plants per square yard can reduce yield by up to 10%. So on 50 bushel an acre wheat, this means a yield loss of up to 5 bushels per acre. Herbicide resistance is a growing challenge to manage wild oat, often the result of repeated use of herbicides with the same modes of action. Resistance typically goes unnoticed until at least 30% of the weeds in the field are resistant.
That's Syngenta product lead Brant Lackey. Well, we'll take a break here. And when we come back, we got a program in Des Moines, Iowa. It begins tomorrow. It's called World Pork Expo. We'll talk about that next.